Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisand. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, the Coonass and the Redneck, Anthony Gallo and me, TK, with college football picks. Free picks for you. All against the spread. Anthony hitting 56% on the season. I'm at 38%, but I'm going to get better. It's a long season. It's about how you do all year. So this is College Football Picks brought to you by the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge, the Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores, Alabama, which is coming soon, and the Iceberg Limo, the best party bus in the South. We'll tell you more about that after Anthony's picks. Each of us have three picks. We don't discuss them in advance, all against the spread, and hope to have you some winners. By the way, if you like to bet college football or the NFL, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. Anthony's 4-0 at meatandpotatoesusa.com. I'm 2-2, all picks against the spread, trying to win you some money. It's not a gambling site, but it's a place where you can buy a pick, and if it's not a winner, you get your money back. How good is that, huh? All right, so up next is the Coonass and the Redneck college football picks. Let's hear them. Message from our host anchored, and we'll be back. We'll be joined by Anthony Gallo from Gulf Shores, Alabama. College football picks coming your way. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisand. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're talking sports with TK. It's time for the Coonass and the Redneck. College football picks against the spread. Anthony doing very well, 2-1 last week, 56% on the season. I went 1-2 last week, but I'll get all that straightened out. We're each going to make three picks for you today and try to win you some money. Don't forget to go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. Anthony's 4-0 on website picks there, and collectively the consultants there are hitting 74% of the picks. meatandpotatoesusa.com. Anthony Gallo from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, man, Tommy, it's a great day down here today. The weather is perfect. The wind is down. The Gulf is flat. I mean, it's just the water's pretty green. I mean, it's paradise. It really is paradise today. I'm doing good. You know, I'm sitting here kind of watching. We were talking earlier. It's not a little disturbance. There's a disturbance out in the Gulf or coming into the Gulf. And when you live down here like we do, you keep your eye on that stuff. And it's all right to make a plug here. I use Mike's weather page on Facebook, and he's pretty good about relaying good information. So, I mean, I know a lot of people aren't paying attention because we hadn't had much of a hurricane season, but we got a disturbance out there now, and it's only about a week out. Other than that, all is good. We've got football coming up Saturday.
Well, we're rolling into the final weekend of September already. Time's flying. And we got some picks for you. We're going to let you go first with your three picks. And then after your picks, we're going to tell everybody about the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge, the Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores, Alabama, coming soon. And, of course, the Iceberg Limo, the best party bus in the South. But, Anthony, we'll tell everybody about that after we hear your three picks. I'm ready for you to fire away. I don't know what you're picking. You don't know what I'm picking. Let's let it go.
Well, Tommy, I've got one out of conference, out of SEC pick, and these lines have moved. I made these picks Tuesday. I just looked at them, had them in my head. As soon as the lines came out, I said, this is what I'm going with. And the lines have moved a little bit. So here we go. My first pick out of the box, Tommy, I'm taking Kansas -7.5 versus Duke. It's in Kansas. The Jayhawks are 3-0. With two road wins, one at West Virginia and one at once-ranked Houston. And those three wins, they posted 56, 55, and 48 points. What a switch for Kansas, huh? Duke's also 3-0 with the road win at Northwestern. Duke's catching Kansas at a bad time here, I think. Kansas shouldn't have any time posting a big number against this Duke defense. This is a jacked-up Jayhawks team, and I just don't see Duke being able to keep up. Not worried about the hook at all. I'm taking Kansas -7.5 versus Duke.
Well, you would think that if Kansas and Duke were playing each other and they were both 3-0, you'd think we were talking about college basketball. But no, these two, this is a good football matchup, and Kansas is getting a little love across the country.
Yeah, this coach they got out there, they got him from Division II or something like that, and evidently he knows what he's doing, and he is going to – he keeps winning. He's going to be a – and his name slips me right now, but this guy's going to be –
Lance Leopold.
Yeah, he's going to be big. There's going to be a lot of people wanting him. Now, he made the statement the other day when somebody asked him about the Nebraska job. He said that, I didn't move my family to Kansas to move again. So we'll see when they start throwing that money at him. I'm going into the SEC. Big game here, big game. I'm taking Arkansas +2 at AT&T Stadium. It fell from 2.5 to 2. Let me give you an example here, Tommy, about why I like this game. I had Miami last week. That was my loser against Texas A&M. And if they don't fumble a punt, I don't think that A&M covers this game. A&M takes it in. But unlike when LSU recovered the fumbled punt against Mississippi State last week, it ignited LSU. They went on a tear. It jacked up the team. Everything went great. But A&M just plodded along. Nothing changed. They got the score. Their defense played well, and they got the cover. But they are just having trouble scoring. I don't know. I don't think it's Max Johnson's fault. I think they got some bad play calling or questionable play calling, and I don't know that their offense is that good. I do know one thing, that KJ Jefferson at Arkansas is good, and I think that's going to be the difference in the game, Tommy. I mean, both these defenses are pretty good. A&M does have a good defense. I mean, Arkansas struggled a little bit last week. That's got to be a sandwich game before you go to this game before AT&T. I'm not putting too much stock in that. But I think that Arkansas is going to win this game. And I think, again, that Jimbo Fisher is going to be having to ask questions about, is he the most overrated coach in the country? I like Arkansas +2, Texas A&M. What did he say?
No, Coach Skip Bertman said Jimbo Fisher is a rich Kevin Sumlin.
Well, he may very well be. His record's not as good, I don't think. He's one behind him.
You're right. All right, your third pick, Anthony?
My third one. I got another big one in the SEC, Tommy. I'm taking Tennessee -10.5 versus Florida. I mean, this is Billy Napier's first trip out of the swamp. They're going to run into a buzzsaw up here. Tennessee's looked good at every turn so far this season. Florida, on the other hand, I mean, the Utah win may look like a fluke. They can't throw the ball. Their run defense ranks at the bottom of the NCAA. And I just see the Vols taking out years of frustration on the Gators from Florida this game. I'm going with Tennessee -10.5.
All right, Anthony Gallo's three picks are Kansas -7.5 against Duke, Arkansas +2 against Texas A&M, and Tennessee -10.5 against Florida. Hey, when you're in Baton Rouge, the Ice House Tap Room on Airline Highway near Barringer Foreman, got a lunch and dinner menu. Get you a pizza, get you a quesadilla. 32 different taps are open from draft beer. They got everything you need, a great staff of girls to take care of you. They got the NFL ticket. All NFL games are on the TVs with the volume up. They've got college football. They'll have the LSU game on with the volume up. Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge. Live music. They got a nice patio area as the weather starts cooling down. Want people to check out the Ice House Tap Room. And I know, Anthony, when you're in Baton Rouge, you're going to be there.
There's no doubt about it, Tommy. And, Junior was over here most of this week. In fact, he just went home this morning back to Baton Rouge. They started doing a bunch of demolition on what's going to be the Ice House Tap Room Gulf Shores. And they've gone in that building, and we worked over there every day this week, tearing down walls, restructuring, redesigning. And they're doing their best to be open sometime around Thanksgiving. But things are in motion and things are moving, and it won't be long, and it'll be a really, really nice place over here.
And don't forget the Iceberg Limo. Go to iceberglimo.com, the best party bus, 24 people, bathroom on board, lights, video, music, the whole bit. Go to iceberglimo.com for any of your partying needs. 24 people, it's a great party bus. All right, Anthony, I got three picks for you, and we have a duplicate pick. And again, as we've always told people for 20-plus years, we don't tell each other our picks before we record this podcast, but we do have one duplicate. My first pick, 3 o'clock game Saturday, I got Ole Miss minus 22 against Tulsa. When you talk about Ole Miss, everybody talks about Lane Kiffin, talks about the offense, the transfer portal quarterbacks, and all the plays he calls. But Ole Miss's defense is really good this year. They're not allowing a lot of points, although this will be their fourth straight non-conference game. So they have had some inferior opponents, but their defense is playing really well. Tulsa's a decent team, but Ole Miss, with the defense and the offense, we always said if Ole Miss can play defense, they can win a lot of games. They're going to take this fourth non-conference game and get ready for SEC play because their next eight games will be all conference games. And I just think they're going to unload. I like Ole Miss minus 22 against Tulsa. My next pick is a duplicate of yours. I like Arkansas plus 2 against Texas A&M. Texas A&M is 1-4 against the spread in their last five neutral site games. On the other hand, Arkansas is 3-0-1 against the spread in their last four conference games, and they're 4-0 against the spread on a neutral site. This game's in Arlington, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, so it's technically just one of those neutral site games when LSU played Florida State. And I just think Arkansas is for real. A&M, the offense is just not there. I'll take Arkansas plus 2 against A&M. My third and final pick, I'm going to go Saturday night into Tiger Stadium. I'm going to take LSU and lay a big number. I'm going to lay 31.5 against New Mexico. Both teams are 2-1, but New Mexico can't hang with LSU. You know, they finally got a combo set for the offensive line with two true freshmen at left and right tackle. And Jaden Daniels continues to get better every week. They know they got to get ready for SEC play. I think LSU won't be played name that school like when they played Southern. But they should win this game 49-7, 52-10, something like that. So I'll take LSU and lay the big number. I normally don't like to lay big numbers like 31.5, but I'm going to do it with LSU this Saturday night. So my three picks, Ole Miss minus 22 against Tulsa, Arkansas plus 2 against A&M. Anthony also has that same pick, and I like LSU minus 31.5 against New Mexico. And if you like to bet on college football or the NFL, check out the website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. We're hitting 74% of our picks there. Anthony's 4-0 at meatandpotatoesusa.com, and none of the picks we gave today will be on that site. So I want you to check that out. NFL picks also available. Anthony, keep an eye on that storm. We've lived that all our lives, be it you being in Gulf Shores and Baton Rouge, me being in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. We've lived that part of our life, and we got to keep on. And we don't wish harm on anyone, but we hope all the people we know can stay safe and not have too much damage. That's about a week away, but we got to keep an eye on it.
I thought we were going to get through the season. You know, we still got to get through October with this thing, and it looks like it's starting to rev up. The water's still warm out there, and, you know, that brings part out of it. Once they get into the Gulf, they start churning. Hopefully it goes over Cuba and some of those places, slows down a little bit. We'll just have to see. But like I say, keep an eye on it if you live along the Gulf Coast, because it could hit anywhere.
All right, Anthony, again, we appreciate the Ice House Tap Room, Baton Rouge, Ice House Tap Room, Gulf Shores, and the Iceberg Limo, and, of course, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Anthony, you have a good weekend. Enjoy the football, and we'll talk again soon.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.